words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Just a short message this morning, not a long sermon, just a short message, but I hope in that short message that there may be some richness in it for you to be able to take away with you today and to think about. During Advent, as we lead into Christmas and the birth of Jesus, I've been reflecting on Mary, Mother of Jesus. Recently, I read these words. I am thinking on Mary as God-bearer, saying yes to giving birth to the divine, to love, to hope, and the possibility for us to do the same. My thoughts lingered on these words to the possibility of saying yes to God, giving birth to the divine, to love, to hope. When Mary visited her cousin Elizabeth, who was also with child, she proclaimed, "My soul glorifies, it magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for God has been mindful of the humble state of this servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. And holy is his name. God's mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. God has performed mighty deeds with God's arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their innermost thoughts. God has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. God has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. God has helped God's servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as God promised our ancestors." Now, Barbara Brown Taylor, a priest, academic and author, says, "Where are these words coming from? She, Mary, is no politician, no revolutionary. She just wants to sing a happy song. But all of a sudden, she has become an articulate radical. An astonished prophet singing about a world in which the last have become first and the first last. What is more, her song puts it all in the past tense, as if the hungry have already been fed, the rich already freed of their ordinate possessions. How can that be? For her baby is no bigger than a thumbnail, but already she is reciting his accomplishments as if they were history. Her faith is in things not seen, faith that comes to her from outside herself, and that is why we call her blessed." It's astounding to think here we have Mary, a peasant girl, who talks about the restructuring of social orders and religious and political and economical institutions. Mary is talking about more than shaking the rugs and dusting off the furniture. She's talking about a thorough cleansing that shakes the very foundation of all that is familiar and comfortable. It is Mary, the mother of Jesus, who speaks this kind of strident message before God's child is even born and before Jesus had the power of speech. Mary has already said it. Mary hits every note of life with her song. For she sings of a new creation, a new way of taking risks, a new way of committing ourselves to the world and to each other. It's good not to look at Mary in an inward way, but looking broadly, can you honestly say with heartfelt humiliation, "My soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour." When you read this canticle today, did your heart sing? Did it connect with your spirit? Or was it an experience of just saying familiar words again in a passive way? Can you say it with a real song in your heart, perhaps hands raised to heaven or on your knees in great humility? Has it stirred up something within you that nudges you to be more than what you are now? More in the word and action, more in saying, "Yes, God, I will birth your divine Son in the world by proclaiming the gospel in my daily life, in all I do and speak, proclaiming it so God is visible. I will live my life so it emanates love, a Christian love to all around me, especially those society overlooks or puts down or serves injustice to. I will love them and give them great hope, hope in the risen Lord Jesus Christ. And I wonder, can we walk away from here today a changed person, singing Mary's song, "My soul glorifies the Lord and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour"? Because if you do, if you can, then you'll be called blessed also, because a turned heart, turned more committed to God, will spontaneously and naturally react to becoming an articulate radical or an astonished prophet, a person who turns the world's thinking upside down, a person living such a life that others see, and when they see Jesus in action through you. Can you put away the riches of your life and walk humbly with the poor, those less fortunate than ourselves? Can you? Can you be a strong, loud voice for the refugee, the isolated, the homeless, the poor, the climate change activists? Can you raise your voice beyond the four walls of this church and out into the community that shows you are advocating for those who Mary proclaimed to be in need of this yet-to-be-born Saviour for them? Can you say, because God has helped you, his humble servant, he can use you to help others? Sometimes that might all sound a bit daunting and a bit like, where do I start? Where do I go? What do I do? We don't know where to start. We can start on the ground right here in the parish. Have you considered how you could be involved here in the parish as one who teaches kids' church, serves on the parish council, helps care for the sick and isolated in the nursing program, touches base with the community through the community garden? Is our faith in our ability bigger than a thumbnail? Are we just shaking the rugs and dusting the furniture, or are we determined in faith to shake the foundations of all that is familiar and uncomfortable? Just going to pause for a moment of silence, and let's think about this. Let's think about how loud and passionate we are shouting, "My soul glorifies the Lord and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour." Because if it's loud, it will have consequences and outcomes for you. Think about how you can birth the Saviour into this world through various ministries and through various advocacy work and through love of others. Let's just be still a moment. Mary's Magnificat, the wonderful prayer of praise and worship, is a prayer of hope and gratitude to God. She places her trust in him and commits herself to God's future plan. The God of the Magnificat is a God who is on the side of the poor and the oppressed, the hungry for all things, the advocate for change and social justice issues, for fairness, and this is the God that Jesus came to reveal. Sometimes we can struggle with seeing the constant inequity that is in the world, a world where so many are hungry while so many are rich, a world where war ravages a country while other countries continue to live oblivious of their pain and suffering, and so many injustices go unchallenged. The Magnificat is Mary's mission statement as a servant of God. She is in continuity with the faithful people of the past and the faith story of her people. Mary gives me a model of prayer, rooted in the past but open to the future. The prayer invites me to give time to recognise and ponder on the gifts I have received so that I can thank God for them. Perhaps you could write your own Magnificat and pray over it. Make it your own mission statement, recognising the great things the Lord has done for you and through you and is yet to do through you. I conclude with a final question. Mary was a village teenage girl. She was no scholar, nothing special, no mover and shaker. Yet she said yes to God, and look what happened. The world changed with the birth of her son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour, who grants us eternal life and models to us how to live, to make change in our world and bring comfort and hope to others. My question to us all is, are you saying yes to God? Amen.